Once again, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come before you guys. This was a difficult week. Some of you were with me last night at a winter jam, and we were out till oh dark 30, to say the least. We were out roughly till 1, 2, 3 in the morning, depending on which group you were with. And it was a great time. It was a great concert. But preparing for the sermon this week was very difficult as well, not just getting up early in the morning after sleeping a couple hours. As I was praying about and trying to figure out what God was leading me to teach on, I was torn between a couple different topics and still wasn't fully decided on Wednesday night. As you all know, we normally have the youth do some type of skit with any type of sermon I do. So Wednesday night, all of the kids are looking at me and saying, "Hey, what are we doing?" And I go, "I have no idea yet. I'll tell you later." And this proceeded for a little while until Wednesday evening while the praise band was practicing and I was watching Lana. I was back there in the preschool department and Lana was being her silly, extravagant self
of running around having a good time.
But at this point, I'm getting to be a little stressed out that I'm not ready for Sunday. So I'm beginning to get a little frustrated with my beautiful daughter for no reason. At least no reason to her. No reason that makes sense. While getting frustrated at her, I realized it wasn't her fault. She wasn't doing anything wrong. She was just being silly. She was being a kid. But I was getting mad for something else, something different. I was getting mad because of
baggage
that I was bringing into our situation. Then. See, I want to talk to you guys about specific topic. I want to talk to you guys about baggage and different types of baggage that we have in our lives. So, bow your head and pray. Most Heavenly Father, I thank you for your love. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. And I thank you for the opportunity that the youth have to serve you as well. God, as we come to this message that we have, it's not us, it's not our words, it's not our focus, God, but it's you. I pray, Lord, that today your word is spoken, that your word is made. And God, I also pray that in soften our hearts, that we can take something from your message, so we can take something from your words, so we can use it in our lives. God, I ask that you forgive me of my sins so I can come to this altar clear and clean. And God, I pray that you allow me to continue to be a man of God. That you bless the word to come out. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
You've heard the saying, he's carrying a lot of baggage from his past. Or, avoid her. Baggage. But think about it. Baggage, we get it from other people. What they do to us or what they say to us. And when we carry those memories around, essentially what we're doing is we're collecting baggage. And we all start collecting baggage when we're just little kids.
Hey.
Hey,
I gotta talk to you.
Okay, why?
You know that treehouse we were talking about building?
Oh yeah, I love treehouses. What? Why not?
You don't really want me to tell you.
Yeah, I do.
Well, the gang and I were talking, and you're too fat.
What?
You'll weigh down the tree.
I'm not fat.
Yeah.
No, Mommy says I'm just big boned.
Dinosaurs are big boned. You're fat.
No. Mommy says I'm chunky.
Peanut butter is chunky. You're fat.
No. Mommy says I've lost weight. No. Mommy says I'm just different.
Your mommy says you're just different?
Yeah, I'm just different.
Go back to where you came from. I gotta go. Bye.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's one of the greatest lies we teach children. Words hurt. They cut deep. And when we carry around the words other people say to us, essentially what we're doing is we're collecting baggage.
The baggage of self-worth. See, there's all different types of baggage in all sorts of different shapes and sizes. And a little bit of the future today is the different types of baggage that we can gain in our lives. As we look, though, the baggage, the value that we put in ourselves. The problem is with that, this baggage is something that more often than not we get from people. We collect it by telling people to sculpt how we see ourselves in the mirror rather than looking at God's word for a true reflection. Let's open up to Luke chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. I have my Bible digitally, just for everyone who's paying attention. I am not using my physical Bible because I have a lot of verses, so forgive me. But I have it, I believe. Yes? All right, sweet. Luke 18, 15 through 17. Now then, we're bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them, and when the disciples it, they rebuked them. He called to him, saying, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belong the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, who does not receive the kingdom of God." Psalms 139, verses 13 through inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden for you when I was being made in secret. Intricately woven in the depths of the earth. See, here's the thing about self-image and self-worth. By God, created by God, he knows every part and every detail and every point. We are not the ones who get to decide whether or not we have self-worth or not. God has already decided that you have self-worth. He's already decided that you have value. You have immense value. And that's why he created us. That's why he sent his son to die for us. And yet, we carry around this bag, on this baggage of what other people think, other people see. But the problem is, that's not the only bag that we carry. There are so many more. See today.
Sometimes we collect baggage from people who are close to us, like our best friend. And our friends, they're just trying to get through life the same way we are. And sometimes they may make poor choices. And we could either learn to forgive them or baggage. We're not supposed to find our self-worth based on what other people say. We're supposed to find our self-worth based on Christ and our relationship with him. But it doesn't always seem that easy.
That's because the baggage of selfishness picks up caught up in what we want, what our desires are, what we want to do, that we don't always pay attention to our best friend, or we don't always pay attention to our family member, that close friend, even. Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 14. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together, in perfect harmony. Christians, we get stuck in our selfishness, this thing that weighs us down, in our own and our own purpose, that we lose sight of one of the most important things. We lose sight of those around us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 through 8 says, complete my joy in the same mind, having the same love, being in full mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Keep this in mind, among which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though in form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself in the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. See, the baggage of selfishness is something very difficult, something we all struggle with. We all get caught in that. But the reality is, Christians, this baggage is a sin. It is a problem. We are stuck in something God has told us specifically not to do. We should be looking towards others. We should be looking towards our friends and our family. But we have to be careful how much we do, because more baggage than that too.
The funny thing about baggage is we don't need others to load it on us. We do a pretty good job of dumping baggage on ourselves. When we compare ourselves to others, and we start thinking things like, if I was as popular as they are, if I was as gifted and talented as they are, but I'm not, I'm a loser, I'm no good. When we start thinking like that, all we're doing is collecting more baggage. Or when we might find ourselves thinking, man, they haven't made. Why is life so easy for them and so hard for me? I'm never going to make it. When we buy into that lie, all we're doing is collecting more baggage. Sometimes we collect baggage from those who love us dearly.
The baggage. You see, there's before ourselves, we should make sure we're paying attention to what they have. It's the talents or their what blessings they have. We each have been blessed in different ways. Not everyone can be a musician. While Mike wishes we had a stage filled with musicians some days, all be musicians. We can all be gifted at teaching and speaking and preaching, at being directors in different areas. We need to be thankful for the blessings that we have. We need to be thankful for the gifts that we have. Romans, conform to the world, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Corinthians chapter 12, verses 16. It says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews, Greeks, slaves, or and all the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' make not body. If the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong,' it would not. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God has arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he goes. All were a single member, where would the body be? Is there a many, yet one body? Each one of us has a place, each one has a role. We serve as one body, as one functioning unit. But we each have a piece of that puzzle. We each have a piece, a part to play. So this baggage that we get from comparing ourselves, whether it's to looking at what the non-believers can do. They can sleep in on a Sunday morning. And while that's great, they don't have the fun that we get to have. They don't have the fellowship we get to have. Looking at things the non-believers have and comparing them, it's trying to conform to this world. We don't want to do that. God's called us to do something different. The next piece of baggage is something we must have. It's something that makes us struggle.
Sometimes we pick up baggage from those who love us dearly. They don't realize it, but their words can cut like knives.
Son?
Hey, Dad.
What happened out there?
The ball slipped. The lights got in my eyes.
The lights got in your eyes.
How many times have I got 5 a.m. before I go to work. We work on this stuff, huh?
Dad, the ball slipped. What do you want me to do?
Oh, yeah. Butterfingers, yeah. We're going to work then. Yeah, see you later. Are you crying?
No.
Well, don't. Pull it together. People are watching. I'm going to go to the car. Get your stuff.
Dad!
Our dreams, right? Get yourself.
And our parents, they don't mean to hurt us. They've got their own baggage to carry, and when we don't deal with baggage, we just pass it on. We can only find our self-worth based on our relationship in Christ. And if we don't, baggage.
The baggage of blame. One of the growing problems in America and our society is responsibility. Responsibility for our own actions. We want to find anyone to blame it on someone else. And the reality is, blame, whether deserved or not deserved, is a problem. The other type of baggage here is, you see, these expectations for ourselves, for others, we are set by people. Sometimes we can make them, sometimes we can't. In shape or form, we look at it, expectations are baggage. There's still something that's weighing. You see, Romans 12 says, "For grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, do not think of himself more highly than he ought to be. Judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." You see, when expectation, it's sometimes difficult for us to meet them. This sense of of passion and acceptance, but they when they don't use. See, when we get so focused, these expectations that we're pushing, that we're not looking at what God has in store for us or what God has planned for us, then we get caught wrong. No matter how much we want to try and make these people happy, no matter how much we want to please people, people are not the ones we should be pleasing. It's God. So let's look at another baggage.
When we have a lot of baggage to carry, we have the natural tendency to try and dump it on someone else. But in the process of doing that, it always backfires.
Hey, so I have a question.
What are you doing in my room?
I have a question.
What is it?
Can you please give me and my friend a ride to school?
Are you really asking that?
Yeah.
Okay, listen up. Just because you and your loser friends are in high school now doesn't mean I'm going to give you a ride, okay? I mean, look at me. When people see you, they think you're a freak. And if they figure out that I'm related to you, if they figure out we're siblings, they're going to think I'm a freak too, and I'm not okay with that. So I don't care how you get there. I don't care if you walk or crawl or whatever. But I'm not going to be chauffeur for you and your loser friends, okay?
You know it's not my fault that Dad left.
Whatever.
It's not my fault. I hurt too. It's not right for you to blame this all on me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're sorry? You're not sorry. You're sorry because I called you out on it. You don't care. Whatever, I'm just walking.
I said I was sorry.
I'm gonna walk.
Come on! In the process of trying to dump our baggage on someone else, inevitably what happens, we pick up more baggage. It gets tedious and difficult.
Can come from passing that baggage. That pain that comes from it's difficult. We don't try to pass the baggage around. We don't try to push it off to another person. But what happens is we're so hurt, struggling. We're weighed down by the baggage that we live with, weighed down by the circumstances that we go through. That what we do is we blame someone else who may be. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6 says, I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling that you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, with one another, of eager to maintain the unity in the spirit, in the body, and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to all. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and 15. Harsh word stirs up anger. Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, we all have baggage. Baggage is painful. Baggage is all sorts of things that we have us. Talking about today, everything we're looking at, it all comes down, it all comes back to one single word, one major point, one big deal. Sin.
And then there's that one. My sin. My secret sin. It's all right. It's okay, I got this. Who am I kidding? This time it's got me. But then I hear the words of Christ. He says, I came to give you life so you can have it more abundantly. I don't know about you, but this doesn't feel like abundant life to me. I can't walk straight. I could barely keep my balance. Words. Christ also said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what I want. That's what I want. So I go to God. God, please, if you're willing, would you take this baggage from me? Because I'm miserable and I can't do this anymore. Please, take it.
The baggage of sin. Ephesians says, now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in futility with the and in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in hardness of hearts. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to the practice of every kind of impurity. But that's not the way you learn Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, in Jesus, put off yourself, which belongs to your former life and is corrupt through deceitfulness and deceitful desires. Renewed in the spirits of your mind, put on new self, created after the this. Therefore, having put away falsehood, have you speak the truth of one another. Be angry. In. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity for the devil. Let thief no longer steal him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may anyone in need. Let no corrupt talk come out of your that it may give to hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving. God in Christ forgave you. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says this. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, church, is the love God has for us. While we carry all this baggage, while we stand here with all this baggage, and the problems we have in our lives and the things that we're holding on to, the reality is God already paid the price. He gave it all for us. See, God gave it so we can have life abundantly, and our lives with all this baggage, with all this trouble. We live our lives so that we do what we want to do. We get stuck with all of this. And church, I'm here today to tell you, we don't have to live that way anymore. We're done with that.
And you know what? He takes it.
God takes it all. In closing, as the praise band comes up, my final word for today is this. Church, leave your baggage. Let it go. Because God has given us a life abundantly. We can choose to hold on to all these bags. We can choose to continue to hold on to the things we struggle with. Or we can give it to God, and we can let it go. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for taking it all. We thank you for taking that burden that we have. We thank you for taking the baggage in our lives. God, I pray that today to this congregation as we look to you, as we go out in our lives, that we can truly give up the baggage that we have behind us. God, it's in your name we pray. Amen.